Hey, check this out, man. Got my client on the show with me, man. You know what I'm saying? On the podcast, man. Talk to him, bro. What's popping, man? What we gonna talk about today? About the women, what they expect from women.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you having me on the podcast. My name is Chris.
Chris.
You know, me and Marlon just chopping up, talk about relationships, women, talk about celebrities, their lifestyles, talk about Will and Jada. So, you know, me and him, we would just kind of chop up a bit, talk about if you're going to, as a man, right, if you're going to date a woman, you want to date a woman of quality.
Right.
I think a lot of problems, not a lot of the issues nowadays with men is they're willing to go for any type of woman, no matter how they dress or how they look, right? For example, where you meet a woman matters. Let's say you go to a strip club, for example, and you get a woman who don't wear nothing, doesn't really have any, one, that tells you that that woman doesn't really have your self-respect for herself. Another thing is, even if you get that type of woman, if y'all get in a relationship or y'all dating seriously, and you want her to start, let's say, wearing more clothes, and it's fine if a woman wants to wear whatever she wants to wear. That's her decision.
Right.
But as a quality man, you want to look for a quality woman. Just the same thing for on the woman's end. If a woman wants a good man, you got to look for a quality man, and you got certain standards.
Yeah, you got certain standards.
So would you rather want the woman who doesn't have any standards or is easier to get, or the woman who's... who has standards, who has quality, who's classy, who dresses well, who understands what a good woman is, which one do you prefer? And that's what you have to ask yourself.
Well, I want the woman that got the quality and the standards. And the reason why I want the one that got the quality and the standards, because two, you never know, they might have both of their parents. It's good to have, if they got both of their parents, that's an A plus.
Right.
Versus the person that ain't got both of his parents, it's kind of hard to understand that that bunch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I come from a two-parent home, and with me coming from a two-parent home, it showed me a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? What to look for in a woman, and what not to look for in a woman. So, and with me being out there, man, dating all types of different women, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of exhausting as well, man, you know what I mean? Like, especially, like, when you're spending this money on that woman, this woman, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying, and in the meantime, between time, I like being around women. I like they smell good, just the essence, the beautiful essence of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know, I would say that's good, you know what I'm saying? Because you want a woman who, like I said, who's had great parents, who understands what it takes to take care of a man, right? But the problem is nowadays, it's a lot. It's like a gender war, right? It's like man versus woman. It should never be that way. Right. We need each other equally, right?
Right.
And if I'm going to be totally honest with you, there are a lot of men out here who act really feminine.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. Oh,
yeah, there's a lot of men out here who act very feminine, right? Yeah. But there's a lot of women out here who act very masculine as well, right? And it's like an imbalance right now in today's society. And part of that is social media, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot harder to find a quality woman, just like it's a lot harder to find a quality man on both ends.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So when you, it's great to be around women. But just make sure, like I said before, if you're around the wrong type of women, if you're dating women who don't have standards or are not quality women, not only are they going to affect your mental, but it's going to affect your money. It's going to affect how you live. You could be less productive.
Yeah,
you could be less willing to do the things you need to do in order to be successful in life.
True.
Is it really worth the time and energy and the baggage that comes with that, right?
Right.
Imagine dating a woman who has no standards, who has a lot of baggage, she's been through a lot. Now you accept that and you carry all that way as well,
right?
All that emotional trauma and baggage that they've been through.
That's what I hate. Yeah, that you do carry that baggage, and it's gonna hurt the pocket too, your career, you know what I'm saying? You're emotional, you think you're getting up thinking about, wow, man, why she acting like this, why she ain't called me? It could be 2 or 3 weeks. It could be probably a month, and you want to, like, man, what I do? So, and it comes from the communication as well. And with that being said, how you can solve those issues, like talking it out, working it out, and that's where the standards come from too. Like, and two, I realize women, 90% of our culture of black women, they struggle with patience with the black men.
Mm-hmm.
They struggle with patience. And on the other hand, as a black man, we build patience. We are patient people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For instance, they can be all over. We can go, say for instance, we can go play a video game at the house. Man, she jumping here, she jumping all these different places. Hey, baby, let's go shopping. Okay, let's do that. Let's do this. So instead of, man, you know, hey, baby, I'm playing a video game, so I'm going to cool out with you. So it's like different types of them, you know what I'm saying? So I like a mellow woman, a cool, calm, collective woman. You know what I'm saying? I like a submissive woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm not a submissive one, you know, they respect. They say, and it says too in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be dedicated to your wife, you know, and just like y'all in one, and it's like loving your body. Then you can love yourself as a man. So you really do got to be dedicated to that woman. You know what I'm saying? You got to give it all you got. That's when you're married.
Right.
Now, those are things, the qualities that I see in the picture. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, I'll also say, you know, on that fact, you know, not just on the woman's end, but on the man's end, we still got a lot to work on too, especially as black men.
Right.
And
yeah, I got you.
Yeah. And for example, the patience thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, the reason why black women aren't patient is because black men don't know how to communicate well. Women are very intelligent.
Right.
Extremely smart. And they're usually much better communicators than men are. And that's something that I wish nowadays women would kind of try to help us on is, you know, even though we're not good at expressing our emotions and feelings,
right?
You know, and we don't know how to convey that well,
mm-hmm.
you know, help us, educate us on how we could do better, just like we try to help you guys get through life, right? So, on both ends, because we've been through so much in the past as black men and women, with all the trauma that comes from slavery and all the other stuff that we've been through, we have to be aware of our issues and try to work on them together. But at the same time, you have to realize that this is a team. This is not what benefits you and I'm going to be hurt by it, or, you know, I'm going to be suffering because you get whatever you want in the relationship or in the marriage. It's about a team. Mm-hmm. We work together in order to accomplish our goals.
That's right.
We need to, when we're in relationships or dating seriously, dating somebody seriously or in relationships or in the marriage, what we need to start doing is we need to start figuring out what does my spouse need on both ends.
Right.
How can we support them and make them the best version of themselves?
That's fact.
If you're in a relationship or married, and you let's say you walk into a house, right? Into their apartment. Let's say y'all live separately.
Right.
My mindset is I'm going to walk in and say, what do you need? How can I help you?
Right.
Do you need me to help you clean? Do you need me to help you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a partnership. And I think that's one thing that's really missing.
Mm-hmm.
Both genders are saying, well, I'm going to get what I need.
Right.
I don't care what you need. I come first. That's not how it goes.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's why a lot of times relationships and marriages are failing nowadays, because that's the mindset people have. Of course, social media and dating apps are a big part of that as well, because people feel like they have options.
Right.
But the thing is, people are so willing to leave over anything. Nobody's willing to work through anything anymore.
Yeah,
back in the day, you had to work through your shit.
Right.
You couldn't just leave when you're married, you got two kids. It don't work that way. Now, of course, if you're not happy and you have legitimate reasons, yes, you could. That's fine.
Right.
But you leaving because you feel like he's not doing enough or she's not doing enough.
Right.
When you guys haven't communicated on how you can fix those issues, it's not acceptable to me. Because then you're just giving up in those moments. So it has to be a balance. We all have our issues.
That's true.
Yeah.
It definitely got to be a balance, man. With everything you do, man. And I tell people, being married, boy, that's when the devil going to come harder.
Oh,
They think it's all loving, loving, like, and they take pictures of, oh, we just got married. And they get 100 and 200, 300 likes.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, a year, 2 years later, a divorce plan. So you want to showboat on the network. On Facebook, instead of using it, the platform of a network, use that platform and network. You know what I'm saying? Not use it for status. You know what I'm saying? And some of you get caught, they get caught up in the status, man. But marriage is hard work, man. You got to be dedicated, and you got to have the right person. Because if you ain't got the right person,
oh yeah,
it's gonna be boom.
It's gonna be miserable.
Gonna crash.
Oh.
And a man, and I feel like too, a man, has gotta leave the house. You gotta leave.
Because yeah,
if you don't leave, it's gonna be like massive destruction, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I totally agree with that. I think a man does have to lead. I think a man should take care of the bills for the most part, right?
Yeah.
All those things. And I'll say this also. Like, me and you think the same way.
Right.
But
yeah,
not every man thinks that way. They think 50-50 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of the argument of... Yeah, I'm tired of the argument of
My bad.
We good. You gotta make sure we get that goatee right
now.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta
get that right.
Gotta get Chris right, man.
I was just saying, I'm tired of the argument of you know, why does this man want 50-50 or why does he want to go 100%? My thing is, if that's the type of man you want, then
what's up, Buddha? Alright. If I say that again, so what we...
I forgot what I was saying. But yeah, whatever your standards are, I forgot what I was saying, but whatever your standards are, just stick to those, right? And we also talked about earlier how... you know, you have to choose the right partner. You're looking at the Will and Jada situation, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, right?
Yeah.
Jada is the epitome of a woman who I wouldn't want on my side, because as a man, I worry about if I'm dating somebody or in a relationship or married to somebody, I want to be able to take you to, let's say, corporate events or around my family or friends and not have to worry about what you're going to say. You know, I want you to be able to, you know, hold yourself to the standard of what's between us stays between us. Nobody else should know our business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And in that particular situation, if you want to write a book on how to bear somebody, you know, Jada's the perfect epitome of that, right? So,
right.
You know, you have to, just because a woman, and Jada's a beautiful woman. When she was younger, her prime, I'll say she looked better than Halle Berry, but he disagreed with me.
I love Halle Berry. I don't know what he's talking about, but Halle Berry's my...
She looked great. She looked great. It's close to me, but I got Jada. I'm sorry. But that's just my personal preference, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's another example of don't just date or marry somebody just because they look good.
Yeah.
They don't have to... Like, as a man, of course, we're visual people. So if a woman looks good, we're instantly going to be like, I want to talk to her. But if that woman, it doesn't have the personality traits or the qualities or just... or the standards that you're looking for, don't accept that.
Right.
You know, find somebody who'll do that. And the same thing the other end. If a man does not, their quality or the standard that you're looking for in the man, and you know he's not going to be able to lead you, and he's not going to have the... He doesn't have the same visions and values and goals that you have,
right?
Find a different man. I don't care how good looking he is. I don't care how much money he make. That don't matter. At the end of the day, he's not going to treat you right. So we have to have these standards, and we have to stick by them, no matter how hard it gets out here. If it takes you a couple years to find a good man or a good woman, that's fine.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you don't want to be married to somebody who you feel like can ruin your life or your career or not make you successful or a better person.
Right.
And I just leave it at that.
I feel you, yeah. Well, that was the show, man. Had my homeboy Chris on there. We in the barbershop chopping it up, man. You know what I'm saying? At this moment, book your appointment at primocuts81.com, man. How you feel about the barbershop? How you feel, you know what I'm saying, today on this Sunday, man, on the topic that we talked about, man?
Yeah, man, I feel good, man. You know, Marlon's definitely hooking me up with a haircut. One of the best barbers out here.
Yes, sir.
Man, I appreciate him, man. He's a great person, and you should definitely book your appointment on his website.
Yes, sir, man. We about to holler at y'all later. Y'all stay up, man. We in the fall weather, and, man, it's going to be a really good fall season, man. birthday month, October the 30th. So we about to turn up live. So peace and love, man. We up out of here. We're on it.